Aperitif time. Toward 5 o'clock and following a snooze, McDonald Duck checked off his interviews and found that there remained no huge selection. Tom Beale and Becky Schwister had both looked different over lunch, radiant and rested. He found them in the reading nook, not deep in books about the Holy Lands or Virgin Mary, but holding hands and sipping sherry. "You guys seem laid back," said the duck. "Did you discover something on the planet Crow the rest of us might like to know?" At this, the two exchanged a smile. "We'll tell you in a while," said Beale. "Tonight the two of us plan to reveal our textual discoveries, and maybe more." Then Becky said, "Because we choose to share our revelations with the total delegation, we won't be giving interviews, but plan to take the floor. So I'm afraid you'll lose your scoop." "That's cool with me," Sam told her. "Perhaps I'm getting older, but being first to get a story doesn't seem the path to glory that it did before. I think that there's a duck deep down inside of me who more and more is gaining the ascendancy and telling me there's better things in life than getting a good scoop, and one of them is having a good poop. Perhaps when this strange trip is done and I return to Washington, I'll quit my job at CBA and buy a little farm, and on that farm I'll be the master, and will let no harm and no disaster come to any duck in my purview, or any sheep or hen or cow. And then I'll hire somebody to steer the plow, and I will plant some corn. And then I'll find a barnyard duck to love, and when our duckling brood is born, I'll give them hugs and pecks and write them yearly birthday checks for maybe 10 or 20 bucks. Then next to their old dad, in every way that can be had, they'll be the wealthiest of ducks."